Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the Beef Quality Assurance Program, BQA.
Absolutely. The Beef Quality Assurance Program has improved beef quality and increased consumer confidence for more than 30 years. BQA empowers cattlemen to take responsibility of being a key part of the production cycle that leads to quality beef. And so as a reminder, BQA is a comprehensive management program that couples common sense cattle husbandry techniques with accepted scientific research to help farmers and ranchers raise cattle under optimum conditions. The BQA program exemplifies what beef farmers and ranchers have always cared about, which is a commitment to caring for our animals. Consumers, from moms to our largest retail and food service customers, can feel good to knowing that there's a national program in place that sets consistent animal welfare and care standards across the beef industry. So we want to encourage all Oklahoma cattlemen to participate in the program. And for more information, visit bqa.org.
Well, live cattle could be at risk to fall back to the lows as cash trade today most likely will be similar to what we've already seen this week, along with continued weakness of beef prices. Cash cattle trade was quiet yesterday, which pushed the majority of the business to today. Packers will be unwilling to pay more than they already have, which is steady to about a dollar lower than last week. Cattle weights suggest feedlots are current, but that may not make any difference due to futures weakness and further declines in box beef yesterday. Hogs did quite the turnaround yesterday, though, with October leading the charge. Weekly pork export sales were not as good as hoped at 23,300 metric tons. That's down about 25% from the previous week. The positive aspect of the report was that China was a buyer. Cutouts were up 27 cents, making it the third consecutive day of higher cutout values. October futures continue to hold a large discount to cash when they historically carry a premium at this time of year. On the grains, December Kansas City wheat's up about a half penny early today, on track to finish the week with a gain of nearly 40 cents. Prices have experienced some volatility in September, but have the best fundamental support in 8 years as we near the close of the growing season in the Northern Hemisphere. Attention is now turning to planting, and it was not good timing to see yesterday's U.S. Drought Monitor show new areas of abnormally dry conditions in the southwestern U.S. plains, just as the winter wheat planting season is getting underway. December corn is down about a penny early today, holding on to a small gain for the week, but not going anywhere fast enough to either shake prices from their downward trend or pressure prices below $5. Now that Tropical Storm Nicholas has moved on, it'll be easier to make progress restoring grain terminals along the lower Mississippi. November soybeans trading about 9 cents lower early today, with early losses shared by both soybean meal and oil. And we're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, on our futures at the close yesterday, October live cattle down 57, 123.60. December, 9.87 cents, 128.57. October feeder cattle up 60, 157.10. November down 27, 157.30. October hogs up 320, 85.47. December up 220 at 74.45. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December up 4.5, 720.5. March up 4.75 at 729.25. The Chicago wheat, December up 3/4 at 713. March up a quarter penny is 724. December corn down 4 cents, 529.5. March down 4 cents at 536.75. November soybeans up 1.5, 1296. January's up 1.25 at 1304.75.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.